The first ever Cerritos College Hall of Fame ceremony was held at the Cerritos Sheraton Hotel. All Falcons, past and present, in attendance were witnesses to the greatness that Cerritos College has produced in its alumni. Sports editor Lauren Gandara reporting.
Faculty members, honorees, and their families attended the Cerritos College Hall of Fame Awards ceremony on Thursday at the Cerritos Sheraton Hotel. With Cerritos College's Culinary Arts Department catering and several of the Cerritos College music students performing, the attendees received a three-course meal with music playing as they awaited for the award ceremony to start. Cerritos College Student Services Vice President Steve Johnson was the host for the ceremony as Cerritos College President Linda Lacey handed out the awards. As each person was called up to receive his award, a video interview was played in which he talked about his life before, during, and after Cerritos College. There were seven awards given out. Barbara Reynalda for Distinguished Female Athlete, Ron Yeary for Distinguished Male Athlete, Wally Kincaid for Distinguished Coach, GST for Distinguished Corporate Partner, Dr. Gerald P. Rudzent for Distinguished Alumnus, John Gallant for Distinguished Classified Confidential, and Edward Bloomfield for Distinguished Faculty. Reynaldo spoke about being recognized by Cerritos College.
Like I had said in the taping and things, it was the start of my whole career. Without things that transpired during my Cerritos years, I wouldn't be where I am today. If I hadn't been at Cerritos and had the article written in the LA Times after my first year, that was sent back to Connecticut where I basically started my whole softball career, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be in the Hall of Fames that I'm in. So everything falls back to Cerritos.
How does it feel to be recognized in the Hall of Fame by Cerritos College?
It's very special. It's very special. Cerritos was at the beginning of my playing days, and like I said, it really had pushed me in a direction that I really never dreamt of going, and it's put me where I am today.
Reynaldo was part of the first two Falcons softball teams in the school's history and was named MVP for both seasons. Then she went on to play for Cal Poly Pomona, spent 19 years pitching for the Raybestos Briquettes in Starford, Connecticut, and then played for Team USA during the World Championships and Pan American Games. During her time with the Raybestos, Reynaldo was inducted into several Hall of Fames, including the National Softball Hall of Fame in 1999. She is currently in her 11th year as a softball coach for Yale University. Reynaldo tells Campus NewsHour what her plans are as the head softball coach at Yale.
My next goal probably is to be an Ivy League contender. Basically, is what I'm looking for now is in the coaching aspect, being a contender in the top leagues.
Another former athlete at Cerritos College, Ron Yeary, played a year for the Falcons football team. Yeary reflects on some of his memories here at Cerritos College.
I remember we had 9 games in a season, and we played a very difficult schedule. We played all the top teams, and we were expecting to have a great year, but I think we ended up with 5 victories and 4 losses, and which turned out to be somewhat of a disappointment. So that's what I remember. I don't remember too much of the individual action at all because it was, 47 years ago. So I played in so many football games and for so many years that they're kind of all merged together in my senior years here.
It has been 47 years since his time playing for Cerritos. After playing for Cerritos, he was then drafted by the University of Southern California. Okay. He said that playing for Cerritos helped him to prepare him for his future football career.
Back when I was a freshman in college, freshmen at 4-year colleges were not allowed to participate in games. And the competition that they had was below our standard, our level of competition. So by going to a junior college first, playing against better athletes got me ready to participate at a higher level the next year, which I was able to, and I was able to start as a sophomore at USC, a defensive end, because of the experience I had here at Cerritos College. And also, I wasn't really grown up or mature enough to go into a 4-year college at that time. So this was a great campus, a great orientation is in preparation for the challenges that lie ahead of you. It was a good way to be introduced into studies and things of that nature.
He played as the Trojans' offensive lineman for 3 years and won both the Outland Award and the Newt Rockne Award his last year. He helped his team to win the national championships and, after USC, was the first offensive lineman to ever be drafted number one by the National Football League. He spent the next 14 years playing for the Vikings and was named All-Pro 6 times, All-National Football Conference for 8 straight seasons, played 7 straight Pro Bowls, and was named the NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year 3 times. He played his last year of football with the Los Angeles Rams in 1982. In 2001, Urie was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. As a former coach, during his thank you speech, Wally Kincaid was thankful for his times here at Cerritos College and joked about his possible future plans.
Well, it has been a great journey for me, and I'm still going to coach. I'm going to coach till I'm 90. I'm not sure who I'm going to coach for. And then I'm going to retire, and my wife and I are going to, I don't know now. She's a boss, and I really don't know.
Kincaid coached the Cerritos baseball team for over 40 years. Within those 40 years, he coached his team to multiple conference championships. In 1990, Cerritos College named its baseball field in honor of the former Falcon coach. Someone who also believes in giving back, Dr. Rudzin, said to Kincaid,
"Coach Kincaid, the truth be known, if I had the opportunity to pitch baseball for you instead of going to dentistry, I would have done it down earth. One of my regrets in life, not being able to pitch baseball."
Rudzin, who is a dental practitioner in the Whittier-La Mirada area, is involved in several foundations dedicated to giving back to the local community, including the Cerritos College Foundation. He said in his thank you speech,
"It takes a lot of people to set you on the right path. Cerritos College did that early on in my career academically. I'm a 16-year-old kid coming out of high school and immature. And the faculty and the counselors at Cerritos College, people like Chuck Tillman and Ed Buffalini and James Peters, really brought me from thinking like a kid from a protected school at Valley Christian to prepare me for college and university life. And that's what effect Cerritos College had on me early on. It was a stepping stone as I looked at it back then. Later on, I realized how much it gave me."
At the end of his acceptance speech, Rudzin concluded,
"And so we keep on doing what we are doing for Cerritos College, so that we can be the stepping stones for the next generation. Thank you. Thank you so much for the honor."
Another member of the foundation, JP and Alice Wang, both the owners of GST, are corporate partners with Cerritos College and provide the Alice Wang Scholarship for single mothers attending Cerritos College interested in child development. Alice Wang said that she and her husband feel the need to pay back to society since her husband was able to get a better education due to receiving scholarships. The Wangs have been able to raise over $5 million for their scholarship. Alice Wang said about raising the money,
"Be honest to you, I didn't expect that I can raise that much money, but I just couldn't believe it. It just happened. Yeah, so I'm so happy too about I can raise that much money, and we still continue to, the money is continuous coming. So I hope one of these days we can even do much more than what we're doing right now."
While being happy about the money she raised, Alice also talked about her reaction to being inducted into the Cerritos College Hall of Fame. She said the reward of being acknowledged made her and her husband feel a sense of accomplishment and feels that she needs to do more for the Cerritos College Foundation. Distinguished Classified Confidential recipient John Gallant worked for Cerritos College for 35 years until his retirement in 2011. As a student at Cerritos College, he also became a husband and father. Looking for employment so that he could support his family while still being able to attend school, he first started working in the admissions and records office in 1976. Gallant worked in several different departments during his career at Cerritos College and was well known for being the MC at the Outstanding Classified Awards ceremony for 11 years in a row. The faculty even requested him to continue to MC the ceremony after his retirement. He served as an administrative assistant and mentor to 16 Cerritos College vice presidents.
"You know, Cerritos was my family. I came 40 years ago to go to school and never left. And I had the privilege of working at a place that I loved with people that I loved. And that, you don't happen, that doesn't happen to everybody.
He mentioned that he worked under 14 different bosses during his years at Cerritos and joked about all the different types of people he worked with. Also, having worked for Cerritos College for 35 years, distinguished faculty recipient Edward Bloomfield was a philosophy teacher. He began working for Cerritos College in 1968.
And if they had heard of philosophy at all, it would have been in a social studies or a history class where someone might have mentioned the Greeks or made a passing reference to Socrates or Plato or Aristotle. But what I tried to do was take the lid off and teach them that if you expand your ideas, you will enlarge your world, and that an idea is dynamite. It can be one of the most powerful experiences you will ever encounter.
During his tenure, he created a philosophy library in the philosophy department so that students with a passion for philosophy could have the opportunity to learn as much as possible. After retiring in 2003, Bloomfield then created the Edward H. Bloomfield Scholarship for Philosophy Majors. He talked about why he created the scholarship.
I felt that philosophy didn't get enough recognition on campus, and I wanted to do something significant, and I thought money is always a good thing.
Being such an involved and dedicated teacher, he said his greatest achievement was the friendships he developed with his former students.
I hear from former students from 40 years ago on a regular basis, and it really does light up my life.
He said that receiving the award made him think of all the other Cerritos College faculty that are devoted to students achieving their goals. To end the night, event host Stephen Johnson closed the award ceremony, paying homage to the night's recipients.
We leave tonight knowing that these seven individuals have established a lasting legacy for Cerritos College and have set the bar high for those who fall.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm sports editor Lauren Gondara reporting.